USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators are still working to uncover the extent of a cyber attack into several federal agencies. The Departments of Commerce, Energy, Homeland Security, and State, as well as the National Institutes of Health, have been affected. The attack has been called significant and ongoing by federal investigators. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that it appears the blame lies with Russian hackers. Senator Mitt Romney says the alleged Russian hack was an extremely damaging attack. The Utah Republican told NBC's Meet the Press that the attack went on way too long.
You cannot overstate how serious this is. I mean, they basically had the capacity to know what we're doing. They even got into the agency that's responsible for our nuclear capacities, for our research with regards to nuclear weaponry. This is an extraordinarily damaging invasion, and it went on for a long, long time.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As 2020 comes to an end, restaurants continue to struggle. And if it's not COVID restrictions, snow in places like the East Coast is making for a 1-2 punch. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
In a survey of 6,000 restaurants and 250 businesses who serve the supply chain in late November, the National Restaurant Association Research Group found 87% of full-service restaurants saw a 36% drop in sales during the pandemic. Nearly as many expect it will get even worse in the first quarter of 2021. Jeff Katz, GM and partner at Crown Shy Restaurant in New York City, tells CBSN.
The reality is that there's not that many places holding up. We're estimating that we're going to lose about half of the restaurants in New York City over the course of the next 6 months, and we've already lost almost 200,000 jobs. So it's really not so much how to get through it. It's just how are we going to bring it back up that I think is the question.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Staff in an Ohio restaurant got a much-needed holiday boost. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
On a purchase of 1 cent, a customer left a tip for $5,600 at South Mediterranean Kitchen and Bar in Toledo, Ohio. The restaurant opened last October, just months before COVID restrictions have severely affected their bottom line. Employees who have been struggling to get by and get as many hours as they can with restaurant sales down more than 46% nationwide during the pandemic, the tip couldn't come at a better time. Chef Musa Salau tells WTOL 11.
A couple of them, cried with tears saying that they can, help get the kids some toys.
It was split 28 ways with each employee getting $200. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Late action in the NFL Sunday saw the New York Jets hang on to beat the LA Rams 23-20. The Jets grabbed their first win of the season to move to 1-13. The Arizona Cardinals knocked off the Philadelphia Eagles 33-26, all but knocking Philly out of playoff contention. A returning Drew Brees was not enough to overcome Patrick Mahomes as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the New Orleans Saints 32-29. Brees threw for 3 touchdowns in his first action after missing 4 games with a punctured lung and 11 rib fractures. And the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants 20-6 to grab their 10th win of the season, their first double-digit win season since 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.